The Woody Guthrie Center hosted a panel with representatives of four Oklahoma music festivals at the Buffalo Lounge on Wednesday. Music festivals have long been recreation events and sources of community pride, but as they get bigger, the positives and negatives are easier to quantify. In 2013, South by Southwest hosted over 155,000 attendees who booked 13,000 hotel reservations and drove an estimated $218 million into the Austin economy. Those are numbers that would make even the biggest non-music fans sing. Norman Music Festival board member Quentin Baumgartner says he was initially skeptical about how much official support there would be for the festival, but has found community support since year one.
I grew up as a musician playing in Norman and wishing that a festival existed. So when we started to talk about making a festival, I thought it was going to be very difficult, but I quickly found out that a lot of the people that went to the same American Legion Hall shows that I was at, now they work for the city, and maybe they're in government. We found just a legion of really great partners.
For ACM at UCO and their event, ACM Rocks Bricktown, the purpose isn't so much for community support or economic impact. ACM CEO Scott Booker says sometimes it's just about giving the ACM students and their new bands their first legitimate start.
That first gig for many artists is the hardest one to get. And our event really creates that situation where you can have that first time in front of a real audience and then grow from there.
The Woody Guthrie Folk Festival enters its 17th edition this year and was the oldest festival represented at the panel. Held every July in Okemah, a town with a population of just over 3,000, the festival faces unique obstacles like having enough gas in the gas stations and enough produce and ice at the local grocery store. Dina McLeod, the festival's producer, says the economic impact for the town of Okemah is significant.
The festival invades that really small town, but with the invasion comes a lot of revenue, which for a very depressed economic area really helps.
The newest kid on the block is the Center of the Universe Festival, which is just entering its second year. Located in Tulsa's Brady District, the festival drew an estimated 100,000 attendees over 2 days in its first year. That's a large jump from their pre-show projections of 40,000 attendees. A big downfall of music festivals is that they establish an unsustainable growth rate before they're ready for it. And if they even overspend a little 1 year, they could be doomed. Center of the Universe Festival co-producer Phil Kaiser says that they've seen the pitfalls of getting too big too quick and have made steps to grow organically.
We're very aware of the danger of outgrowing ourselves. So this being our second year, we really did not want to enlarge the footprint of the space. There's potentially, we have a lot of room to grow. We can expand in all directions downtown, and our strategy is sort of to consolidate what we have now and increase the size of the festival just incrementally every year.
In Austin, Texas, Ryan LaCroix, KOSU News.